Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Compressor station explosion injures two near Moorcroft. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Two men were injured Thursday afternoon in an explosion at a natural gas compressor station near Moorcroft. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies and fire crews were called to Alpha Spur Court around 1 p.m. after an employee with the gas company reported an explosion. The initial 911 call was disconnected due to poor cell service in the area. When deputies arrived, they learned two 28-year-old men had been injured while working on the site. According to the reporting employee, the men were working on headers, a valve was opened, triggering an explosion. They were transported by a witness to Campbell County Health for treatment. Their conditions have not been released. Law enforcement have notified the OSHA office in Casper, which will lead the investigation into the cause of the explosion. Funding gap delays Campbell County School District bus barn project. The Campbell County School District is still working to resolve a funding gap that's delaying construction of a new transportation facility, commonly known as the bus barn. According to the Gillette News Record, Associate Superintendent Dave Bartlett told the school board last week the state budgeted $12.5 million for the project, several million dollars less than the district's estimated cost. Bartlett said redesigning the facility to meet that lower figure would require cutting 2 to 4 repair bays and eliminating the ability to pressure wash buses. The planned bus barn would serve a fleet of about 150 buses and 208 vehicles with 7 mechanics. Under state guidelines, the district should have 9 repair bays. Bartlett compared that to Teton County, which recently broke ground on a $16 million facility to serve fewer than 50 buses. Bartlett also pushed back on state concerns about the size of the driver training space, saying adequate space is essential for safety and ongoing training. The district cannot put the project out to bid until it's fully funded. Bartlett said the state has suggested making reductions, but that could put the district at an impasse. School Board Chair Lisa Durgan called the situation unfair, noting the district has done amazing work with limited resources. District leaders say they will continue working with the state and legislators to resolve the funding issue. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.